Welcome to the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to The Leaning Edge. I'm Deborah Levin-Trosser, your hostess for the next 6.5 minutes of airtime. And here on The Leaning Edge, as you know, we talk about what lean principles are, what some critical success factors are for lean, and how lean can help us here in the state of Michigan. And we are really fortunate to have with us on the line here today the Senior Vice President of Major Enterprise Projects at DTE Energy, Mr. Bob Richard. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Bob, I hear that you are going to be one of the keynote speakers at the 2017 Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference.
That is true, yes. Well, we're going to be able to get up there with some of our team and be able to talk about some lean principles and also as it might relate to project management.
So this is an interesting topic, I think, because it's not something you hear often. People talk about project management with lean. Obviously, project management is, I guess, sort of considered to be a critical success factor, but not necessarily one that we hear much about when talking about lean. So why the interest in that at DTE Energy?
Well, for us, as you can imagine, we have a lot of opportunities for project work. And that goes from everything from improving our reliability to new renewables to working on plants and pipelines. So you can imagine we do a lot of work there, and it ties directly to lean principles and CI to me. Where they intersect is that great project managers and great project management is all about what we call little ups, continuous improvement after every project, being able to build that into the next project. So really, when you think about lean principles as it relates to how one learns and does a better project next time versus this time, I think they fit pretty well.
Now, what about those who will argue that lean is not project-based or should not be project-based? Lean is a more of a culture and a philosophy. So how do you respond to those people who say those kinds of things?
Well, first of all, lean, to me, lean is about improving every day. It's about continuous improvement every day. It's about learning every day and experimenting and innovating. And for me, what great project managers do is they do that on a project-by-project basis. So if my book of business and what I, quote-unquote, manufacture every day is great projects, then one might imagine that there's all sorts of continuous improvement, you know, lean principles and all of that that can work into those kind of thoughts.
So what would be an example project, quote-unquote, at DTE?
Well, let's pick one that's fairly straightforward and everybody knows. Everyone knows that we're spending a lot of time and energy right now on renewables, wind turbines, for instance. Mm-hmm. And just think about the project of that, you know, beginning the project, siting it, permitting it, getting all that together. But think about that as a repetitive project. So, for instance, we're putting in basically brand new wind turbine farms every year. Well, if you're thinking about it in terms of continuous improvement and lean manufacturing and how you can make things go quicker, better, faster, more efficiently, then you'd think that you'd see your costs project over project, wind turbine farm over wind turbine farm, get better every single year. And what we've seen is just that. We've seen our overall wind turbine costs in the industry as well as at our company be reduced by 30 or 40% in the last 5 years.
Wow. Well, we love to hear that as DTE customers. I know I do. So how do you train your project leaders or other people who are within the projects on any project management philosophies that you might support?
Well, first of all, I think it's a great question. And one thing that I would always tell people is, you know, project management is one more skill or one more tool that one can put into their toolkit as they continue on their career. I was blessed early on in my career to be able to work in Six Sigma. I've had a lot of lean experience here at DT Energy. Project management is something I've done my whole career, but I've become better trained at it in the last few years. So the first thing I would just say is when you walk into a room full of people being trained in project management, you're going to find all sorts of industry there, healthcare, IT, media, banking, the automotives, construction. So you're going to see a lot of different kinds of people there all using project management skills. The second thing we do is we stick to what's called the PMBOK, the Project Book of Knowledge. That's what a PMP, a project management professional, is trained in. And the one thing that I would point out that's really neat about project management as you're trained in those elements of project management, there's 47 of them, and 24 of them happen before the first shovel hits the ground, or before you write your first line of code, mm-hmm. or before your first product test. So the one thing I always try to tell people in terms of a thoughtful way of approaching a problem is, what if everyone spent half of their time planning for the problem and then executing on it?
Right.
I think that's a place where all of us in industry could do a lot better rather than just jumping in and doing things. I like experiments that are thought out, well planned, mm-hmm. have thought about the risk, but again, operated frequently and every single day. But it doesn't mean that they should just be ad hoc and done without any kind of planning or any kind of thinking.
Right. So you kind of have to balance how much preparation you do so that you don't get into the analysis paralysis piece either. So I like how that you're talking about 24 things need to happen before the go button is actually pushed, and then the others maybe after the go button. So
absolutely. I think that's really key. And again, you know, this is, I think like anything else, what we're really trying to focus on with people is making sure that they've got a really great scope, that they've got really great stakeholder management. But like you said, speed is really important, and being able to iterate quickly is something mm-hmm. that we try to work on with our employees every day. We for the most part, in fact, my group does 18 of them. In our group, we have 18 different weekly huddles where people are just talking about what went right last week, what went wrong last week, mm-hmm. what else do we need to do to get better, what kind of CI tools do we need to put in place there, does everybody understand what their goals are this week? And that quick, nimble, what I call immediate feedback for people every single week, I think makes one strike that balance you were talking about.
Right.
We want to be planful and thoughtful, but we also don't want to study things to death. You know, we want to be able to do things, get them done,
sure.
and learn from them.
Sure. So we're excited to hear more about this. It's not every day you hear a senior vice president even talking about project management. So we're excited to hear more at the Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference. For now, Mr. Bob Richard, we're going to thank you and say goodbye, and we'll be right back on the Michigan Business Network. She always